presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who wages a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. When the yellow mask trapped Kent in a deep concrete tank in the basement of his hideout, the young reporter found it impossible to escape without revealing his identity as Superman to Lois Lane, young Jimmy Olsen, and Police Commissioner Malone, who were prisoners in the tank with him. But fortunately, Lois and Jimmy, both exhausted, fell asleep. That left only the police commissioner, who was suffering from a broken ankle. As Kent tried to set the ankle, the commissioner fainted from the pain. In a moment, Superman broke a hole through one side of the concrete tank. But just then, the voice of the yellow mask came booming out of a hidden loudspeaker. Listen.
Stay where you are, Kent. I've got a shotgun in my hand, and I'll blow everyone in that tank to kingdom come if you move.
Hey, what happened? Clark. Clark, where are you?
Right here. Nothing's happened.
That's what you think. Don't move any of you.
Mm-hmm. Someone's thrown him.
Commissioner Malone. I stepped on his ankle and he fainted. See if you can help him, Lord.
Don't move, Miss Lane. My finger is not very steady on this trigger.
Clark, what'll I do?
There you are. What's the idea of the shotgun? You know we're helpless down here.
A shotgun will just ensure you're being helpless until I decide how to get rid of you.
What do you mean?
I've just heard some disquieting news over the radio. News that concerns your fate and the fate of your friend.
Now, wait a minute. I don't care what you heard over the radio. We followed your instructions to the letter. You wanted Commissioner Malone to call police headquarters and tell one man to deliver those jewels to the crossroads.
But somehow you tricked me.
Oh, no. That's not true. You heard Malone make the call. He ordered Captain Sullivan to bring the jewels to the crossroads. That was all he said.
Then possibly you can explain why the two men I sent to meet Captain Sullivan are now being hunted by the police. Possibly you can explain why they haven't returned with the jewels.
Well, maybe they decided to double-cross you and take the jewels for themselves.
What did you say?
I said maybe your own men double-crossed you and ran off with the jewels.
No, my friend. Nobody attempts that with the yellow mask. Nobody.
Oh, Clark, the commissioner's in pain.
Mask!
Yes, what is it?
Commissioner Malone broke his ankle when he fell through the trap door into this tank. He's suffering.
He won't be suffering very long. That much, I can promise you.
He's not human.
Yes, Miss Lee, quite human. Human enough to suspect that your friend, Mr. Kent, and the worthy police commissioner have tried to trick me.
How could we?
I don't know. But there are sufficient grounds for suspicion. A report over the radio said that two men in possession of some jewels were being hunted by the police and are expected to be momentarily apprehended. If those are my men, something has gone wrong.
It's not our fault. Commissioner Malone followed your instructions.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Under the circumstances, I shall be forced to leave here at once. Therefore, I find it necessary to destroy all the evidence that might be used. Unfortunately, Mr. Kent, you and your friends are that evidence.
You're mad.
No, just careful.
Now, wait. I warn you, Mask. If any harm comes to Miss Lane, or to Jimmy or the commissioner, you'll have someone besides the police to account to.
A very pretty speech, Kent. Very pretty.
It wasn't meant to be pretty. Of course, I know it's too much to expect from anyone like you, but the least you could do is give us time to live up to our part of the bargain.
Time? I've given you plenty of time. The jewels should have been here an hour ago. However, just to prove to Miss Lane that I am human, I'll give you 10 more minutes. I happen to have a clock handy. Hear it? 10 minutes, Kent.
As the clock slowly ticks the seconds away, and each passing moment brings Clark Kent closer to the time when he must reveal himself as Superman in order to save 3 lives. The Mask's henchmen, Lefty and Joe, who, as we know, have double-crossed the Mask and are fleeing with the jewels in an old stolen car, begin to lose their nerves. They hear the distant wail of police car sirens.
Hawks are riding every road around here, Lefty. They'll nab us sure.
Ah, shut up.
I don't want to take no rap. They're right behind us. Let me out.
You stay where you are. There's a wagon road going into the woods. I'll turn in. Here we go now. All right, now just sit tight.
If they get us, we're sunk. Heaven and hot ice will send us up for 20 years.
Sit tight, I said. They can't see us.
A break. They went right by. Let's get rid of this car, Lefty. It ain't safe. We can leg it through the woods.
And leave the jewels? Not me.
I don't want no part of them. They're too hot.
Ah, take it easy, Joe. We'd be mugs to let loose of the stuff now we got our hands on it. Let me think.
It's too hot for me.
Hey, look. Look, here's what we'll do. We'll take it back to the mask. He's got an airplane. We can make a quick getaway. Give these cops a slip.
And then what?
Well, if the mask don't pay off the way we think he ought to pay off, we settle with him.
Hmm? What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh.
Come on, let's get going.
I don't like the sound of them sounds. Take him into Willie's.
All right, grab the suitcase.
Okay.
Now follow me.
Yes, Lois?
It doesn't look very good, does it?
What do you mean?
Well, 10 minutes are almost up. Do you really think he'll do what he threatened? Get rid of us?
Don't you worry about that. Where's Jimmy?
Right here, Mr. Kent.
Here, take my hand.
Right.
That's the boy. Now, listen to me. There's a hole in the side of this tank.
A hole? How did it get there?
Never mind that now. You crawl through first, Jimmy. Lois will follow you.
Yeah, but what about you and Commissioner Malone? He hasn't come to yet.
Yeah, he must have passed out completely from that broken ankle.
I'll take care of him.
Let Miss Lane go through, Mr. Kent. I'd rather stick with you.
No, Jimmy, you've got to go along with Lois to protect her. Now, somehow, you both must find your way out of this basement. Be quiet and be careful. Chances are you'll find a flight of steps leading to the yard and back of the house. Hide there until I call you. No matter what you hear and no matter what happens. All right, now hurry. You first, Jimmy.
Okay.
Okay, Jimmy?
Yeah. I'm through.
All right, Lois. And please don't worry.
I won't.
We'll be waiting for you, Clark.
Right. I don't like them wandering around alone, but it's a chance I had to take. Now I can deal with the mask as he should be dealt with.
As Superman. First, I'll have to carry Malone through that opening. There. He won't be hit now in case the mask makes use of that shotgun.
Your 10 minutes are up, Kent.
Mr. Kent isn't here.
What's that?
I said Mr. Kent is gone.
What, you trying to pull another one of your tricks on me? Oh, no, this time it won't work. This is the end.
You're right, Mask. The end for you. Here I come, right through the iron bars covering the top of your tank. Up, up! No use shooting now. You're too late. Where are you? Oh, there you are, eh? Put that gun down.
Hand back. Hand back, I say.
You've given your last order, Mask. Now you're going to pay for everything.
Who are you?
What difference does that make? Give me that gun.
No. No.
Well, I see I'll have to take it away from you. And break it in two. Now I'll settle with you.
No. No, you'll kill me.
Frightened, aren't you? Trembling like a leaf. But you weren't frightened when you planned to murder 4 human beings in that concrete tank, were you? You didn't tremble when you lured those transport planes into that quicksand pit and buried people alive, did you?
I'll confess. I'll tell everything.
There's nothing you can tell that I don't know.
My boss, open up!
Who's that?
My men.
Well, that's very interesting. Maybe they have the jewels.
My boss, I'm dropped. Open up!
I'll open the door. Come in, gentlemen.
Hey, what is it?
I said come in. Must I help you? All right.
Hey, let go of me!
My arm.
I see you have the suitcase containing the jewels. Very nice of you to bring it back. I'll take it.
Thanks. No, Lefty, no gun.
He's right, Lefty. If you want to remain in one piece, drop that gun. There, that's better. Now, just relax while I phone the police and ask them to pick you 3 up.
You can't pin up on me.
Oh?
Let him have it, Joe.
Oh, well, that's the way you want it, eh? All right, here, go. That gun won't help you, Lefty. Now, Mr. Yellow Mask, this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
No! No!
That should keep the three of them quiet for some time. It looks like Superman's work is over.
Clark Kent can put the call in to the police. Operator, get me police headquarters. That's right, police headquarters.
Mr. Kent, I still don't understand how you knocked the three of them out cold.
Wasn't so difficult, Jimmy. You see, I grabbed Lefty's gun and used it as a club. I guess I was pretty lucky.
Well, we were all lucky to get out alive.
Yeah.
I hope the commissioner's ankle's all right. They rushed him to a hospital.
We'll have to do a lot of explaining to Mr. White when we get back.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I called him. He was worried about us, but he's glad we're all right. And incidentally, he said there's a big story breaking. One of the biggest the Daily Planet ever handled.
Well, I wonder what it is.
We'll find out soon enough.
What is the story Editor White is referring to? Will it lead Kent, Lois, and Jimmy into more danger? Don't forget to tune in next time for the thrilling beginning of a brand new Superman adventure.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.